yes, yes, we are back. We are back. This is the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra. I am Grand Finale, a.k.a. Mr. No Adobo Needed.
Mr. No Adobo Needed.
With the fellas, and we have our residential, our expert, our friend, our sister, our... I don't know what else to call you. And she's over here taking more selfies, trying to act like she's going to get us some more views. I don't know. I don't know how important Rebecca has made herself today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying let's go back on the history of Drive Time. Rebecca might have been our first legitimate
expert.
Expert,
yeah,
right?
She might have been.
I think
I believe she was.
I don't know. It's either her or Laura.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah, it's close.
I'm gonna have to say I think it might have been Laura. I think I was. Was she suicide?
Yeah. She's suicide.
I was. I came in. I think it was 3 weeks after her.
Okay.
I think she's right. Yeah.
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 Good memory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why she's the expert.
So normally, when Rebecca comes in, we try to stump her, but this time she's family. She's already proven herself. So basically, I want to give Rebecca the mic and give her a chance to update us and Columbia County on everything. Well, you're Columbia and Greene County?
We are Columbia and Greene Counties.
Columbia and Greene County on everything that's going on, because I know there's some really important stuff that you want to talk about. And one of it is probably some budget stuff, right?
There is some budget stuff going on federally, and we do have some events coming up. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And we have, within that, Crime Victims' Rights Week. So with that, in conjunction with the REACH Center and the Child Advocacy Center, Columbia Green Domestic Violence presents the Clothesline Project at Columbia Green Community College. So that'll be coming up. Look for posters and flyers, et cetera. Or call our hotline to find out how to do a T-shirt or where to drop off a T-shirt for the clothesline.
Hotline number?
943-9211. And that's 24/7.
Okay.
And we do, if anyone's paying attention to the news... The what they call the skinny federal budget has come out, and within that skinny federal budget, it does cut the Violence Against Women Act, which is funding for domestic violence shelters and domestic violence programs, which, by the way, serve men, women, and children. It also, that Violence Against Women Act also funds a lot of community policing programs. So they're looking at cutting that, and they're also looking to cut the Community Services Block Grant, which is commonly called CSBG. What CSBG funds is all of the community action programs nationally. Mm-hmm. So our agency is part of Community Action of Greene County. Here in Columbia County, you have Columbia Opportunities.
Yeah.
So those two programs are looking at massive cuts. And the kind of things that community action agencies provide are weatherization programs, some Head Start programs, rental assistance programs, food pantries. It is absolutely, these are vital programs in our communities above and beyond our domestic violence programs. Mm-hmm. These are programs that serve every population in our communities. So I encourage everyone really to talk to your politicians, call people, say this is not acceptable and we're not going to let this stand. So for us at Domestic Violence, we're continuing on. And also at Community Action, we're continuing providing programs. Mm-hmm. And we're going to soldier on and continue on and keep providing for our clients and for those we serve for as long as we possibly can and beyond that, because it's what we do. And we will continue doing it.
It's ironic that we have in this conversation, because obviously the one thing that we do at Drive Time, we don't talk about what we're going to do on the show. So
right.
Rebecca's coming in, and we don't know what she's going to talk about. Mm-hmm. We know that she's going to talk about domestic violence in some aspect, but we don't know exactly what she's going to talk about. Shout out to Justin Weaver and Holly Tanner, because earlier on their 2 o'clock show, Something to Talk About, they had the head of Columbia Opportunities on saying the very same thing that you are saying right now.
And I missed their show. Hey, yeah. Justin.
Yeah, so
hey, Holly. Usually I try to catch them, too.
Yeah, and she was talking about the same exact things, And here's my thing. We're told to talk to our representative.
Right.
Well, that would be Faso.
Yeah.
Who everybody's been storming his house and these things have been happening. Shout out to Victor and the whole crew that go out to his house all the time. And it worries me because I read something in the paper that Faso is okay with this new health plan, and he's going to vote on it on Thursday, and he's going to vote yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, I am not in a position, nor is Slay, nor is Ray, to give any kind of say-so on politics. We're not politicians. Mm-hmm. This is just coming straight forward. I don't trust that bastard. I don't.
What I can tell you is I did have someone send me the other day this cool new app link, and look it up. It's on Google. It's called the Resist app. Mm-hmm. And you just text the word resist to this number, and it sends you, it asks you who you are and how you want your email signed. And then it will send you who you need to email in Washington, mm-hmm. and it will actually facilitate that for you.
Wow.
There are also a ton of places, if you Google, the women's movement has been great in this with, they've got form made postcards and stuff. They're already done for you. You can just print them out or go to Staples and print them and slap stamps on them and send them. It is FASO. And, you know, we do accept federal funds, so I'm not going to talk anymore about that.
Yeah, no, I don't. I know.
So it is John FASO. Contact him. Contact anyone you can think of. Even contact your local officials. Anything that makes you feel like you're doing something. Because that's what we're doing. Anything that makes us feel like we're doing something. I can say probably Columbia Opportunities and Community Action will be doing some fundraising events in the coming months. Reach out to Columbia Opportunities. Say, you know what? I got an extra $5 in my paycheck this week. I'm dropping it off to y'all. Okay. Because with $5, they can purchase food for their food bank mm-hmm. to feed a family for a couple of days. Yep. Mm-hmm. So reach out to them. Let's keep their programs going in Columbia and Greene counties. And really support them.
So I was going to ask you, what happens? Because the way that she explained it was the new budget would start in October because the old budget is over in October.
Right.
So what would happen if they just leave these programs out?
Then we have funding until October.
And then what?
And then we don't have any more funding.
I know. So I know that's the A and the B.
What we would do, I mean, I'm not an executive director.
All right.
But what I would say, coming from a common sense standpoint, is if you know that you're going to no longer be getting money in October, is you start saving and stocking and doing what you can so that you can provide for your family as well as you can past that date.
Okay.
So, you know, say you were being told, right, or Vern, that you're losing your job in October. Mm-hmm. You're going to start stocking up till October. I would think that's the same thing my program would do.
Okay.
So that we could provide services for as long as possible. You know, and that's what we'll do. I tell my clients and my coworkers all the time, don't panic until I tell you to panic. So we're not panicking.
Okay.
Until we need to panic. The okay. bottom line is, as long as our clients are served, all will be well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any last words before we jump to a different topic?
Anyone needing domestic violence services or having questions or concerns, call our 24-hour hotline, 518-943-9211.
That's it?
That's it. Thank you all. And yay, Colin Kaepernick.
Yay, Colin Kaepernick. Listen, Colin did some other things, too. I think he did something with a plane.
Yeah,
in
to Somalia.
He
yeah.
did. Yeah. He also donated $50,000 and sent a plane of famine supplies into yep. Somalia. That was a couple of months ago. But yeah. this Meals for Wheels thing
was just major.
Huge. And it was, you know, no matter how I feel about anything else, he really put his money where his mouth was. And he doesn't play for my team, but I give him big props on this. And I loved it.
This is another show, but he doesn't play for any team. And
right,
what
I
does
know.
That say about... We won't talk about it.
Right. We're not going to talk about that right now. Another show I'll come in. Yeah. I'll come in as Becky on another show and we'll have a whole talk.
Not Becky. No. Becky with the good hair.
I will come in as Becky with the bad hair as my real Madea acting self.
Oh,
and we'll
no.
have a whole discussion.
Ray, that's your friend right there, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna come in as Ray's friend and then be all different from Rebecca the expert.
Okay, we have more people, man. Everybody stay.
They got people.
Yeah, we will be right back